having Dr. Judy Wood on last week, shocking information. Directed energy used on the Twin Towers. 80% of the rubble, minimum, is missing. 80%. Where did it go? Wasn't brought down by airplanes. Wasn't brought down by fire, because there's never been a steel building ever brought down by fire yet. And 80% of the building is missing. And I hadn't even heard that until there just a couple of weeks ago. One of the callers, one of the listeners had brought it to my attention again. Because when I had first looked at Dr. Judy Wood's stuff, I don't know, something didn't catch it, and I didn't check it really close. How do you deal with that? It's even scarier yet. We know that Al-Qaeda didn't do it. Government's not that good. They, I don't know, within an hour or something, they already figured out who had done it. Well, the government couldn't. They couldn't find their tushes with both hands and help. Congress can't even boil water in hell. Even Obama can't boil water in hell. So we know that the story that we're being told is a lie. But when Dr. Judy Wood was on and I looked at the information, there is no reasonable, there isn't explosives. If there was nano thermite type stuff involved, had nothing to do with bringing the building down. It might have been planted there as a cover story, like the airplanes and the fire. Had nothing to do with those buildings coming down. Just absolutely astounding. You cannot throw away 80% of the rubble of a building. It's just not possible. How do you explain the cars that were a quarter and a half a mile away that have all these weird burn patterns? Some of them are burned on the inside, not on the out. Halfway burn, not burn. What does that have to do with anything with a building coming down? Absolutely, positively nothing, unless it was right next door. And we know that the building wasn't burning, obviously, coming down, because it's just bam, 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 bam. How do you explain these things? The scarier part, if they can do it once, they can do it again. We know that Tesla had technology, and we know that he was a very smart fellow. And the Hutchison effect, this fellow that's been doing the experiments, they took away his stuff when he was in England, and of course he's back working on it again, of Tesla's. Who are these folks? Are they aliens? Are they shape changers? Are they governments? Are they some combination thereof? If they can do it once, they can do it again. What if they threaten to take away half of a city? What would we do? This is scary stuff. If they can use directed energy weapons one time and get away with it, and they're doing it, they've done it. They didn't do it, they've done it. I've asked several people about some of these things at the rec center. That's one of my places I test these things out. And you know, it's just absolutely astounding. I have no idea why people cannot, their logic. It's like they're given a cover story. Waco. Never should have happened. Koresh, they could have got him any time they wanted. I have not been able to reconcile how people, absolutely, you give them a cover story, the Twin Towers, an airplane, a little fire up there, and all of a sudden Al-Qaeda's it, and hell, forget the facts. The facts do not support the concept. I don't have an answer for it. I really wish I did. I don't know how to reach people when you put the facts out in front of them. And they won't go there. And this is what I'm going to talk about today, is these agencies. As I've got more information, they've got two prongs with the APA. And dealing with a commercial motor vehicle issue. And these guys are really smart, the way they've set this up.